everyone, and welcome to the Social Media Help Not Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark, and today we're going to talk about some new selling features that are rolling out across Facebook. Now, if you sell physical products, you may already know about the Facebook Marketplace or Facebook Shops, but Shops is specifically what's getting ready to receive some pretty serious upgrades. So if you haven't looked at them in a while, they have been around for a while, but the upgrades are brand new. If you haven't looked at them in a while, now is definitely the time. If you aren't familiar with shopping on Facebook, there are two options, Facebook Marketplace and Facebook Shops. Now, Facebook Marketplace, this is what most people tend to ask me about when they call initially to talk about setting up something on Facebook. But Marketplace is really targeted more to individuals who are looking to sell items. While Facebook Shops is more of a fully-fledged e-commerce site, it's like having your own online store right on your Facebook page. So for businesses, the Facebook Shops are really what you're going to want to be looking at, and that's what we'll be discussing today. Now, right now, most small business owners are really struggling. Stores are closing, some closing for good, and more are looking to bring their businesses online. Facebook's goal is to make shopping seamless, to really make it part of the social experience and empower anyone from a small business owner all the way up to a global brand to use these shops to connect with their customers, to really make a connection. And that's why they're launching these Facebook shops and investing in features across their apps that inspire people to shop and make buying and selling a more social and a whole lot easier, both for the people who are doing the buying and for the people who are doing the selling. Now, Facebook shops make it easy for businesses to set up a single online store for customers to access on both Facebook and Instagram. Creating the shop itself is free, and it's actually pretty simple. Businesses can choose the products they want to feature from their catalog, and then they can customize the look and feel of their shop with that cover image and accent colors that really showcase their brand. Now, at this time, this really is for people with physical products to sell. Although, I offer consulting services and I offer, digital products. So I am certainly, along with a lot of other small business owners, hoping for some options geared more toward those of us who are in the service industry or business consulting industry. But for right now, these are predominantly for people who are looking to sell a physical product. But what they mean now is that any seller, no matter their size, no matter their budget, can bring their business online and connect with customers whenever and wherever it's convenient for the two of them. Now, people can find Facebook shops on the business's Facebook page or the Instagram profile, or they can even discover your shop through stories, through ads, and from there they can browse the full collection you have to offer. They can save the products they're interested in, place an order, and either on the business's website or without leaving the app. They can stay right there and do everything they need to do all in one location. So it really does make it very convenient for the people who are shopping. Now, just like when you're in a physical store, you need to ask someone for help. In the new Facebook shops, you're going to be able to message a business directly through WhatsApp, Messenger, or even Instagram direct to ask your questions and get support, track deliveries, whatever you need to do. And in the future, you'll be able to view the business's shop and make purchases directly within chat in WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram direct. So they truly are doing their best to make it as easy as possible for small businesses who have something to sell. So now understand, you notice I've mentioned several apps besides just Facebook. Traditionally, when we think of a Facebook shop, we think about people coming to your Facebook business page and seeing what you have to offer, clicking on it, and making a purchase. We're going so much farther than that with the new Facebook shops. You know, understand, when I talk about Facebook shops, I'm not just talking about Facebook shops. They really are investing in shopping features across a variety of apps that are going to be integrated with Facebook shops. You know, Facebook is really they have stepped it up in terms of what you can do with Facebook. You can do, people don't just use Facebook. They don't just use Instagram. They're using a variety of tools. And I know Facebook is, they've come out with their Messenger rooms. I'm wondering if there will be some features available in the Messenger rooms as well to allow for shopping. So that's my speculation at this point. But for right now, know that all the apps associated with Facebook, they are really trying to roll them all up. So regardless of what your people are doing or what services they're using, they're going to have the capabilities of shopping with you if you can get their attention, certainly. And they're giving you lots of ways to do that as well. So, for instance, if someone is looking at your shop on their Instagram account and they save some items to their cart, and we all know people get distracted, things happen, the phone rings, the baby cries, whatever it happens to be that gets their attention, they leave and they don't get back to the shopping cart. Now, a few days later, they see you on Facebook. They can go right to the store there. They'll see whatever they've saved, whatever they've put in their shopping cart, right there, and they will go ahead and be able to finalize their purchase. Now, right now, these shops are accessible in Stories and Ads and soon in Messenger and WhatsApp, and your customers can buy items from you on any of those sites. Now, all this means you'll be able to sell in a much more social and natural way. So it's no longer going to be about people just coming into your page and your catalog and seeing a buy now button. You're going to be able to tag your products in photos, do live videos. Let's say you have a book to sell and you're doing a live video, you're doing a live book launch, you hold up the book, you'll have the ability to have tagged that book in advance so the link comes up right there in your video. So while you're talking about it, people can make the purchase. I know I've been on launches with clients, quite a few over the years, where people, we had to sit in the comments, and if people were asking questions about the book or the product we were talking about, we were, furiously posting the links so they could see where they can make the purchase. Now you're going to be able to take care of all that in advance if you have your store set up and tag your product and just do it in a much, much more natural way than we were able to previously. And I think that's what customers are looking for. People, I hear this from my clients and potential clients all the time, people don't go to social media specifically to buy. However, if you can get their attention, if they see what you're posting, if they like what you have to say, if they're interested in your brand and they love your story, they're naturally going to want to buy from you. And if you can naturally have your shop available set up so that they can easily make purchases from you, you're going to make those sales. I've also been to many launches in the past. I've been invited to live videos or group chats or whatever the case may have been in the past, and someone was selling their product, and it looked really good. It looked really interesting. In fact, actually, this just happened to me about a week ago. I was looking up something on Facebook, and someone had a Facebook ad that popped up, and it was a product that really appealed to me. So I clicked on the link to learn more about it, only the link was broken and it didn't work. Well, I was really interested. So, I'm trying to do some research on Facebook. I'm trying to find them. It wasn't easy, and I didn't buy anything. Even though it was interesting and I was intrigued by it, it wasn't easy to make that purchase. It wasn't easy to find anyone to talk to. It wasn't easy to click a link, and so I walked away. This is all going to allow you to make things a lot easier for your customers. There are people out there who want what you have to buy. No matter the state of the economy, no matter what's happening in the world today, there are still out there who want what you have to offer. If you have something valuable to offer, your client base is out there. You've got to make it easy for them, and all this is going to help. And a focus is being put on privacy. So when someone purchases, it won't be broadcast out everywhere. It won't be shared with their friends. They'll have confidence in being able to shop without the world knowing what they've purchased or even that they are purchasing something from you. So that's a huge boon for the new Facebook shops. And, you know, Mark Zuckerberg said that privacy is the future. And I was on a live call with Mari Smith just talking about these things just last week. This is all rolling out and it's very, very new. And she was stressing how important that privacy is going to be for the future. And being able to offer that type of privacy for our clients is going to be so important. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen in these Facebook shops. It's going to be private. It's going to be secure. It's going to be much easier for you and also your potential clients. And all that, along with value, is going to translate into some more sales. And we will talk in some future shows about how to get people's attention and how to attract them. But today, I really just want to go over what's going to be available to you. All these features aren't available to everyone yet, but they are coming soon. So you may have them or you may not, but rest assured, it won't be long. So we're going to pause right here for a moment for a word from our wonderful sponsors. But when I come back, I'll be sharing information about Instagram shops and live shopping features available to small businesses.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back on Word of Mom Radio today talking about the new features rolling out in Facebook shops. We're back with the Social Media Help My Life show, and I am your host, Janice Clark. As I mentioned earlier, when I talk about Facebook shops, I'm not just talking about Facebook shops. Facebook's investing in shopping features across a variety of apps that are going to be integrated with Facebook shops. WhatsApp, Messenger, Instagram Direct, all of these are going to integrate with your Facebook shop. So no matter where your audience is, they'll have access to an integrated shopping experience, and they can purchase from you when it's convenient and fun for them. Which brings us to Instagram shops. Shops are going to be an immersive full-screen storefront that enable the businesses to build their brand story and drive product discovery all in the native shopping experience. So you don't just have to make a post and send somebody off of Instagram or send somebody off of Facebook to buy, because very often they don't want to leave their favorite networking site. They didn't come there to purchase, but they saw you, they saw something that was really interesting to them, saw something that got their attention and appealed to them, and when they're ready to buy right now. They don't want to leave what they're doing. You can do all of this right from that storefront. Now, this summer, starting in the U.S., they're introducing Instagram Shop, a new way to discover and buy products you love in Instagram Explore. And if you're not familiar with Instagram Explore, gosh, get familiar with it. It's a really great tool to find some new things. And later this year, they're going to be adding a new shop tab in the navigation bar on Instagram. So you can get to Instagram Shop in just one tap. Now, people can visit a shop from a business's Instagram profile or through newsfeed, through stories. And once they're at the shop, they can browse your products, they can explore collections, purchase products all seamlessly through the in-app browser without ever leaving the apps. It's just going to be really great. I'm looking forward to all of this rolling out. Right now we are. I haven't been able to see a lot of this yet because it is just rolling out. Only a very few people have it. So I'm really looking forward to digging in and getting my hands into this and making it work. And once that happens, once I'm able to start working in a much deeper way in these accounts, then I'll be doing some more shows with more of an instructional layout. Left click here, right click there. So I'm really excited about being able to do that. You will need to have a business account in order to sell on Instagram, and you're going to need to be verified to sell on that program, on that platform. It looks like it's going to be very simple to do. You'll need to connect Instagram to your Facebook shop. While you're using Instagram, you're going to want to open up your business profile, go to your settings section, tap on shopping, and then confirm your Facebook account. And if you don't see the shopping section, go to your edit profile and just confirm that you're connected to your Facebook business page. I have seen a few people with this. Some of you may already have it. Definitely go check it out, see what's available to you, and then I highly recommend you digging into all of this. Now, another cool thing coming is live shopping features. People have been using live video on Facebook apps to showcase their products for years, from beauty influencers selling nail polish and lipsticks to home decor brands selling, lamps and candles and things like that. For promotional product businesses, we worked with all these kinds of businesses. These types of businesses sharing pins and stationery and flashlights and USB drives and things like that, authors selling their books. The people out there selling, there's a wide variety of options. Now Facebook's making it a lot easier to shop for products in real time. So soon, sellers and brands and creators are going to be able to tag their products from their Facebook shop or their catalog before they go live, and those products are going to be seen at the bottom of the video so people can easily tap and learn more about the purchase. And I know I mentioned earlier how, in years past, we've done these product launches and a client's holding their book up on screen or they're holding a product up on screen and they're talking about it while VAs are furiously, dropping the links in the comments. People are asking questions about it and where they can find it and where they can make the purchase, and we're in there trying to keep up with all those posts. Now you're going to be able to set this up in advance. So while you're doing a Facebook Live and the smallest business, who doesn't have VAs, who can't afford people yet, you're going to be able to set this up in advance in real time and have that link showing while you're doing what you do best and talking to your potential customers and sharing the benefits of what you have to offer. Facebook's also testing ways to make it easier to earn rewards with businesses you love by enabling you to connect your loyalty programs, like the points program for a local coffee shop, to your Facebook account. So you'll be able to easily see and keep track of points and rewards, and they're exploring all kinds of ways to help small businesses create and manage and surface a loyalty program on their Facebook shops. So they really are trying to help as much as possible during this time. They're working more closely with partners like Shopify and BigCommerce and WooCommerce and several others to give small businesses the support they need. And these businesses offer some tremendously powerful tools at pretty affordable prices to help entrepreneurs start and run their businesses and move online, which is what a lot of people are doing right now. So what are the benefits of using these Facebook stores to sell direct? Well, there are actually quite a few benefits. Adding these stores, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long at all to set up these stores. It's just a wonderful thing. It really takes care of the mobile experience for their customers. I am still shocked at the number of people whose websites are not mobile friendly. Still, it's happening all the time. Well, when you have the Facebook store set up, your mobile experience is taken care of, no matter what device people are using to access your business and your product, it's going to look good. Your community stays where they already hang out. Facebook has an estimated 2.89 billion people who use Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger every single month, and more than 2.26 billion people use at least one of the Facebook family of services every day on the average. Billions and billions of people. So I don't know what the traffic on your website looks like. I meet people who get 10 people a month to their business, to their website. I meet people who get 10,000 people every month on their website. Let's say you are one of the elite small business owners and you get 100,000 people to your website every single month. Most people don't get that many. I don't get that many. Facebook has 2.89 billion people who use their family of apps every single month. 2 billion of them, more than 2 billion of them, use them at least once a day. So regardless of your size, I'm going to guess that that's probably, it would give you access to a lot more people than just using your website and trying to get people to it. Now, I want to stress something. I do not advocate for you to completely ditch your website and go start using Facebook and nothing else. This is an option. Facebook shops are an option for you. Facebook shops are an extra tool in your arsenal when it comes to bringing in new clients. But you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You don't want to leave behind the real estate you own, your own website, and move strictly to the Facebook platform. Keep your independence, but certainly make use of these features as an extra effort to help your business. When you set up these shops, another benefit is that one account handles them all. You know, with all these additional benefits Facebook is rolling out, you can do it all in one account, and that's going to make things a lot easier and more streamlined for small businesses. They offer smart analytics for tracking your customers. The new Facebook Insights feature allows an e-commerce business to get really valuable insights regarding the page, like reach of your page, posts, engagement, clicks. You can even download the insights if you want to dig deep and analyze the performance of specific posts and find out the demographics of your customers. You can stay on brand, customize the store with your colors, with your layout, track Facebook engagement, reward community with community discounts, and you can systematically organize all the products in your store into different collections for better visibility and even prioritize bestsellers on Facebook. Apart from all of these benefits, a Facebook store is an amazing and cheap way, fairly cheap, to get huge exposure for your business. You can increase brand awareness with the use of social indicators like promotions and likes and shares. You can provide different offers and deals to your customers and really work to drive more sales. So, again, if you haven't looked at these in a while, I'm highly recommend if you have a physical product to sell that you begin looking. So how do you get started with it all? Well, you can set up your store using Facebook's platform itself to create your store, listing your products and setting up a shopping cart to connect payments. This is a very basic way of selling. And again, to set up a Facebook store, it doesn't cost anything. Or you can use an e-commerce website builder to create your online store and automatically link your products to your Facebook store page. This is pretty easy to do. It requires very little technical know-how and is simple to set up and manage. Now, of course, there are experts who do nothing but set up these stores. We work with a few here. If you can do it, always an advocate for hiring an expert. Gets the job done right the first time, gets it done faster. But if you're really on a shoestring budget, you can do either of these ways. And, I'm a huge fan of Shopify, although I've used others that are just really wonderful as well. Shopify is just very easy and user-friendly. And I believe their basic price is $30 a month, and you get all kinds of wonderful features. So I'm not an affiliate for Shopify. We work with several different of these e-commerce sites, and all the ones we worked with have some really phenomenal features. So I'm not an affiliate. I don't make any money off saying that. I just happen to like Shopify. There's some really good options for you out there. Go to your Facebook business page. Check the left sidebar for the shop option, and it's going to guide you on getting your store set up. Tax information, payment information, catalog information, the works. So go ahead, check that out, see what you have available to you, and do keep an eye on that in the coming months. Remember that all of this isn't necessarily available to everyone yet, but it is coming. Now, if you'd like to stay in the loop with all of this and more, I'd encourage you to join me on Facebook. I have a private group. My Facebook business page is BizM Solutions, and then I have a private group. It's called the Referral Biz Roundtable on Facebook, and I share a lot of information about the latest marketing trends, tools, and options there, as well as encouraging real relationships among entrepreneurs in the group. So we can all help each other succeed. You know, Dory and I have said for years, no one succeeds alone. In order to maximize your exposure, make it easy on yourself. Don't try to do this alone. Connect with other businesses. Connect with other entrepreneurs. And don't be afraid to share each other. So join me at the Referral Biz Roundtable group on Facebook. I hope you've enjoyed the information. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you thought. Let me know where you'd like to go next. As I said, once I have more clients with these features, I will be digging in and getting some more how-tos available to you. But in the meantime, keep an eye on it. See what you've got. Have a great day, and I'll see you over on Facebook.